Yeah, well, you know, the North West Regional Assembly, like, they do amazing work in creating, you know, I suppose they provide data and show information about, you know, different, I suppose, gaps and kind of suggestions about how we could improve infrastructurally and in other ways the whole region of the North and West. So in their recent, they issue, you know, so many reports so often, and they did a September 25 status of priority infrastructure projects, you know, for the North West and the West. And it's very disappointing to see that, and it's for the next 5 years, I suppose. These are key infrastructure projects in the region for the next 5 years. And it's very disappointing to see that the N17, the N4, the N17, the N15, the N16, none of them are down as shovel ready for the next 5 years. There is a hope, there's a maybe around the Carrigan-Shannon bypass, and I suppose it's disappointing that these are all key infrastructural projects for our region. And we know, consecutive governments have known, everyone knows, I suppose, these are vital to improve the region, and they're vital for, in all areas of the region, for job creation, for housing, for all services in the area. These key infrastructural projects are key, and they're not shovel ready for the next 5 years, which is very disappointing.
And why do you think that is, Senator Cosgrove, given the fact that you have just outlined how important they are to progress various aspects of the economy and to Copperfast and the future of the region effectively?
I think maybe that people aren't working together, that politicians maybe aren't working together around it, like Galway, because Galway's included in it as well. They have very many key projects in Galway. Donegal has seen significant improvements. Mayo, like, they've all worked together, like, for example, that the Athenry-Claremorris part of the Western Rail Corridor is included in it. You know, and whereas, you know, there's no commitment in our region, again, to extend that from Claremorris to Colooney. So not only is it lack of infrastructure, commitment to infrastructure projects within road, but it's also, you know, it's also within rail. So it is disappointing. I mean, there is some very, there's positives around that there's going to be improvements to the grid, there's, you know, electricity improvements, there is going to be improvements in energy improvements, and there's going to be significant investment into Knock Airport or Airport West. That's going to be fantastic. But it's just disappointing that key projects, particularly like the N17, I know there's going through different stages of implementation, there's different stages of planning and implementation, but that it's not going to be shovel ready in the next 5 years is disappointing.